Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi is doing an interview with SABC. We already spoke about him. The things he's revealed, even from last night, we have already said. So that's much ado about nothing. If you ask me what I think he's going to say, I don't think he's going to go to any political party, but he just wants to get his own piece out, I think.
That's what I think as well.
Yeah. 100%. But a mayor of mine, Christopher Papas.
I thought you were going to talk about the refugees that don't want to leave.
We'll get to that one. We'll get to that one. That's like second hour stuff. Hey, you know? There's a mayor of mine, Christopher Papas.
Your fave.
In KZN. And yesterday he sent the following tweet. I'll read it to you. If you ask for help, don't expect an answer. I serve all our people, but please don't insult my intelligence and then come to a DA for help. Wow. I'm not a girlfriend that you flirt with when you want something, but I never committed to marrying.
Wow.
Now, he obviously put this out in a public platform. And I don't know if you ever heard, like, for example, whenever there's been a presidential election, mm-hmm. it happens mostly in the U.S. because in the U.S. you don't vote for a party, you vote for an individual. Mm-hmm. And once somebody has conceded defeat, another person is delivering a victory speech. They'll always say, I am here to serve you all, including those who did not vote for me. Mm-hmm. Because indeed, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. As a politician, once you've been elected into office, you then have to serve the people, even the people that are against you. Your main opposition, you still preside over. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I feel it was highly improper of Christopher Papas to send this kind of a message out. Having said that, though, right? It's not the first time something like this has been said by a politician.
Yes. Have we not seen this from the EFF?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the EFF are not elected leaders.
Okay.
They are just leaders of their own political party. They're not elected into a position. What the EFF was saying was, hey, guys, every time white people give you grief, you always call us as a party because we hold them to account.
True.
And then they were like, well, if you're not going to vote for us, we're not going to do that for you. Understandable. Mm. This guy is in office, public office. Mm. Punda, I'll start with you.
You know, without the context behind this tweet, we can only just go with what we see. It was regrettable because as mayor, like you said, he serves all citizens. So it's immaterial what regalia you wear or what kind of a profile you would have. If you need help from him, he needs to help you. And it becomes difficult now as a politician in office to almost switch hats. It's difficult. At any point, you remain the mayor, unfortunately. And as much as we say there should be no conflation of party and state, but in this instance, if you are a deployed public official now, unfortunately, you'll always have that hat on. An EFF member can stop you at a restaurant and want to seek assistance on something that happened with their water. You're going to have to engage him as a DA leader because you also happen to be a mayor. Mm. So it is regrettable, but again, without the real context as to what exactly happened, we're hearing about girlfriends and all sorts of things. But on the face of it, no, he can't do that.
Mm.
He can't.
And by the way, the duty and the onus is on him to provide the context, right?
Yeah.
You don't say something like that just out of the ether. Fine. Maybe you were provoked by somebody or something. Tell us that then. Take it as your confidence.
Yeah, look, it's definitely regrettable, but also a bit not surprising. Because it's almost like, oh, okay, so is this what you guys do in Cape Town, for example, where you know or feel like maybe the blacks aren't voting for you? After all, you do get election results and you see where your stronghold is and then you neglect them. So it's pretty much the same thing they're applying. But it's so disappointing, a whole mayor. It's not even like he's been a mayor for 2 days saying you can't come to the DA. What do you mean, bro? You are in the mayoral office. You're not in the DA's office when you're sitting there. So, yeah, regrettable, but not surprising. Very in character for the DA, if you look at how they govern Cape Town and the difference with services of different areas.
Mm. In all fairness, though, and I always, you know, I jokingly call this guy my mayor. Where I have a farm in KZN, that's literally his region. Mm. And as a mayor, he's performed phenomenally well over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really go as far as saying he's excluded black people from service delivery. In fact, some of the services that they've delivered have directly benefited majority black people, right?
Mm. Okay.
What I think he's alluding to here is just people that come to him directly on social media.
Mm.
There he's saying, well, because social media, he doesn't really have to respond to you. Maybe that's what he was alluding to. Still, it just doesn't, it doesn't go down well.
It doesn't. And especially like what Saul is saying, as much as your mayorship has been exceptional, it's things like this that actually just mess with what you have already achieved. You know, it always takes one tweet to erase all the good work that you have done. And the most unfortunate thing, as Saul says, is because the DA has got such a bad reputation when it comes to black people. Mm-hmm. And now, as we know, more often than not, chances are the EFF, ANC people that would be wearing those that regalia on social media would be black people. Mm. So aesthetically, not the best look.
100%. Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. I'm back. Man, it feels good.
Upapa sukhohlwe ukuthi next year ama elections, ne? In the midst of inhlanganhlangano ebiyenzeka on the TL the whole weekend, u decide ukuthi off ramp ayele. Yini ukhathele ukuba ileyo mayor? Hayabo papa sibona yo mudimu.
Yeah, you're right. Midterm elections definitely coming through, well, local elections in South Africa next year. So I don't know why you'd make a statement like that.
Chris Pappas represents the DA, a racist party, a right winger. So at the end of the day, he cannot be immune. So whatever he said, I mean, I take it offensive and racially so. Uzoloka kohlisa abantu lapha ngalesizulu lokho sikhuluma lapha, but you know very well ukuthi he has no good intentions abantu. So now that means in order for you to get any services from a mayor, you must be a DA. Oyasangana.
Let's not beat about the bush, guys. We all know the DA is the former National Party. Therefore, their modus of operandi stems from a racist point. Most of the constituents that are voting for all these parties that he mentioned are obviously black South Africans, okay? I think the whole thing with Elon and Trump has just opened up a whole lot of racism in the country. And, you know, we're seeing it with our leaders from the DA.
Now, the Elon thing, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm telling you that is going to end in tears, right? Trump, he's a very insecure individual, and he's already speaking about how he doesn't like the fact that people are saying that he ceded the presidency over to Elon, right? He doesn't need Elon anymore. He's already been elected, doesn't need his money, doesn't need his influence. That partnership or that friendship will fall apart spectacularly in the future, and the not-too-distant future also. And when that happens, I'm telling you, we'll be back here having that discussion. But so far, I guess the Afrikaners in South Africa are seemingly happy. They feel like Trump and Elon are going to come here and save them. There's a lot to discuss.
Hey, boy, nation. Hey, I was just kulumela ngale go Trump in jonga bose tuzane na man how nangu Elon no trickers to place bas faga nje mpishin bas support alo baba ngati. I'm sure they have a thing to do ngale ndenza kala. That's why nale maye DA say siyenza kanje naye.
So it's interesting you bring that up, right? Because Driekus du Plessis, obviously UFC fighter, was fighting this weekend, born in South Africa, and you'd expect that the guy would go out there and sing South Africa's praises. Instead, what he does is he criticizes the African government on a world stage and sides with Trump. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the South African government is perfect, right? But we've done a show about Driekus du Plessis.
Yeah.
And how he ought to display a lot more patriotism when he goes out and represents us. Elon is an opportunist. And to be quite honest, Elon was just born in South Africa, but that guy has lived in America longer than he lived in South Africa. So we can claim him, really, but his allegiances will never be to us. So I'm not surprised there. It does, however, have significant blowback in what happens here, right? Because if you see somebody like Trump then going out and saying, well, they are looking into sanctioning South Africa specifically, and then naming certain aspects and saying, well, Afrikaners who feel oppressed in this country can then go to the US as asylum seekers. That's something to be taken seriously. It's not a joke. It's a presidential order. We'll see how it ends up. I don't think it's going to end up in anything more than what we've seen so far, but it's still not a situation that you want to be find yourself in.
So you think AGOA and all of them are still going to be intact when they're up for review?
No, AGOA's gone.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Goa's gone. There's no two ways about it. If you see, these guys are pulling funding from USAID, bro.
Yeah, it's gone, man.
So Goa's definitely gone.
That's jobs, businesses.
100%.
Most people could be able to distinguish the difference between being in public office and being a candidate of the party. When you are in that office, the public office, you are not only serving the interest of your party, you are serving the nation. So you need to understand the difference.
Indeed. Once you are in office, then you need to move differently. In fact, a lot of people, when they campaign, they say all sorts of things, all sorts of slogans. They make all sorts of promises.
Yeah.
Gayton McKenzie told you guys all sorts of things. And now that he's a minister, he no longer says those things.
He can't even say about how, man.
Because he understands that now, well, there's a great expectation on him. Well, I don't know about scandals, but I will say this, right? More and more, as the government of national unity progresses, the DA either isolates themselves or they back themselves into a corner. They make all sorts of assertions, and then they end up having to come back and defend the ANC against those very same assertions that they've made. If you look now, the DA is at the forefront, defending South Africa, being patriotic, as you'd expect, mm-hmm. as people that are part of the government. This thing that AfriForum has done, right? This thing is actually a blessing in disguise because it's weeded out all of the people that are against progress and left them on one side. And then all the progressive people that are like, no, man, this is not what we're about. They banding and they telling together now with the DA, with the ANC, and everybody's willing to play along. If you saw the timeline over the weekend, it was just divided.
Fever pitch.
100%. Hey. Everybody's like, okay, if you're not happy here, leave tomorrow. Including white people. And then other white people saying, no, man, this is a great country. We have a great time here. Even Afrikaner people saying, nah, I'd never leave because I don't want to be a refugee in the US.
They don't want to be Americaners.
Dude, you know, times are tough everywhere. I just came from the US. It's tough there too. There's no such thing as like some kind of, what's the word? There's no paradise anywhere.
Yeah, there's no jobs that you get on the basis of speaking Afrikaans fluently.
Yeah. So, it's nice here. If you think things are tough here, go to America and see how much tougher they're going to be for you. Go, bro. I implore you. I'll pay for your ticket even.
Okay, but also, guys, the EFF said the same thing. I remember Julius was saying that if you're voting for other parties or voting for other parties or spoke negatively about the EFF and you ask them for help, then they definitely will not be entertaining you.
Yeah, but you obviously tuned into the show late because you mentioned that. The difference is that the EFF is not elected into office. They are just a political party. So there you can say that. Once you go into office, now you serve everybody, not just your party members.
Yeah, and they're also a social movement, remember. So that's like AfriForum, you complaining that AfriForum is not helping you with your case at work. You know, as a social movement, they are able to say, this is who we help, this is who we don't help.
There's something that I've noticed. I work in retail. If you look easily, but with Abbas Tandy, Abbas Funi, no matter what corner for his service delivery or assistance, Abbas Funi. So they would do anything they would like to do just to prove a point. You are nothing. You are beneath me. So, like, it's something that's not going to end anytime soon. And it must tell us it is a reactor, Gubangati. But in they have it in them. And I use we and now, and that's what we see in Lavini because that's how they treat us.
So, again, you raise a very good point and a fair one. Racism is still alive. It's not a hyperbole to state that. And sometimes you got to be aware, you got to be vigilant because you got to peep it whenever it rears its ugly head and smack it, right? Mm-hmm. The thing is, you always need leverage. And parties like the EFF provide that kind of leverage because there's strength in numbers. That's really all it is. If people feel like they can do onto you however they want and nothing will happen, there will be no consequences, then they'll carry on treating you unfairly. But once you show them that there are consequences to his actions, then that will stop.
The issue here is that DA councillors are like that. They forget their role from a public seven bias towards other people's parties and so forth. So if an EFF member who's part of the same municipality reaches out to him for assistance, he's gonna ignore him. He's not fulfilling his duties most as the mayor, which is bad. Ama DA councillors do this. This is not the first time they all do this. You must see in some of these WhatsApp groups around Tshwane. Same thing. They are not supposedly supporting the Tshwane mayor. If something goes wrong or she does something wrong, they are the first to blast her in the WhatsApp groups. But anything good that she does, they say nothing. It's a thing of theirs, which they usually do.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.